new type of worker has entered the workforce. They're called millennials, and they're terrible.
Millennials are in their teens to early 30s, and they often get a bad rap for being tough to work with. On YouTube, this fake training video has gone viral in recent months.
Morgan did exactly what was asked of her, nothing more, nothing less. She expects a raise and promotion.
According to University of New Hampshire professor of management Paul Harvey, there's some truth in the stereotypes. He studies entitlement in the workplace, and his research shows there's a stronger sense of it among younger workers.
People who have a sense of entitlement, by definition, have a very inflated view of themselves. With those inflated self-perceptions come inflated expectations, which they expect you as a manager to fulfill for them.
And of course, that can make younger employees hard to work with. Harvey says entitled employees won't take negative feedback and tend to blame others for their mistakes.
I have talked to managers whose solution to dealing with conflict between older and younger employees is to separate them completely.
These days, more New Hampshire businesses are dealing with different attitudes in intergenerational workplaces. As millennials join the workforce, baby boomers are hanging on to their jobs and delaying retirement. 10 years ago, about 15% of Granite Staters over age 65 were in the workforce, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Last year, that was up to 22%. The manufacturing company Hypertherm is based in Lebanon, New Hampshire. Some employees are in their 70s. Others are newly minted college grads who have had to adjust their expectations.
Like when I graduated, I thought I was going to end up with some awesome role, and I do have an awesome role, but I'm at the bottom of the totem pole.
You know, I guess getting out of school, it was like, yeah, I feel like I'm going to get promoted and, you know, within a year or two and keep moving up.
That's Jeff Orticalis and Kimberly Gage. They're both 25. Also working at Hypertherm is Stacy Kiyokio, a baby boomer.
I was born in 1962, so I just turned 51 last month. There is a bit of people wanting to be at a certain level, have a certain job title, have certain responsibilities, but they just don't have it because they haven't had that time in the seat. My generation knew you buy your time and you work hard.
Hypertherm recruiter Sarah Dwyer says generational differences probably come from the way younger workers were raised.
Everybody's a winner. Everybody is fabulous. We spoil our children.
Dwyer says this comes through at career fairs and in interviews.
The younger generation focus more on what we can do for them. What is the pay? What kind of benefits do you offer? How much time do I get off? And leading with that. And you will very rarely hear an individual from an older generation even talk about that.
Entitled, lazy, not focused, narcissistic, those are the top four.
Dan Shaw Bell is a millennial and author of the book Promote Yourself. He says there's too much focus on the negative stereotypes of his generation.
Millennials want more of a transparent and authentic workplace. They want leaders to really involve them in discussions all the way up to top. They want to do work that's meaningful, and they choose that over higher salaries.
And they're better adapted to the modern economy, he says. They embrace flexible workplaces, they're digital natives, and they're more entrepreneurial.
I mean, they're always trying to push the boundaries. The problem is that a lot of companies are not as welcoming to that. They're not as supportive of people who are very entrepreneurial. You know, they want to do things how they've always done it.
As baby boomers retire in the next few years, Shaw Bell says workplaces will need to adapt to a younger workforce. For him, that means becoming more flexible and open to innovation from anyone, regardless of age.
Companies will have to have an entrepreneurial culture in order to survive.
They come out here on one of the robots for purification.
Just up the street from Hypertherm in Lebanon is Adimab, a biotech company.
It produces its own monoclonal antibody.
Hi, my name is Eric Anderson. I'm the chief operating officer and co-founder of Adimab.
At first glance, Adimab looks like it's doing its best to accommodate millennials. The hours are flexible, and employees can spend a fifth of their time on self-initiated projects. And then there's
an unlimited budget for fun.
That's right.
Dinners, hiking trips. We do a deep sea fishing trip. I have never had to reject one single idea that someone has brought to me as, hey, can I have budget to do something?
Plus, he says, anyone can contribute ideas and start projects, no matter what their age or experience level. But don't tell Anderson that Adimab is adapting well to younger workers.
I would reject that. And I would reject that you need to be accommodating to a millennial. I think it's condescending. I think people need to be empowered, not accommodated.
Anderson says Adimab's workplace isn't designed for young people. It's meant to allow people of any age to become more innovative and efficient. Even the fun is strategic, he says. Happier workers and better communication make for a more successful business. It isn't about generations, he says. It's just the modern way to work.
Mary makes the classic mistake of not reassuring Chet while offering overflowing amounts of praise.
But if there's any truth in the cultural perception of millennials, different generations will have to learn to work together. Stacy Kyokyo of Hypertherm says the best way to do that is to focus on how different generations can learn from one another.
I think really the best workplace is a combination of both because you have that balance. So I would like to think from me they're learning things that I've learned over the years, but they certainly are keeping me on my toes and making me stay modern.
That, she says, could make for a wiser workforce. For NHPR News, I'm Liz Fiella.